Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
New Year's Eve.
Don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
We can't get them all right, mate.
No, we can't.
Can't get them all right.
You're so right. We were close.
No, we weren't actually. Quite far away. In fact, I think we said three different things. You said Wednesday, I said Thursday, and then we weirdly both over the top of each other said New Year's Eve. In fact, probably very far away from being close.
We've really given up. I've got the how this usually works too. If you listen to the podcast, I've got a sheet of paper which sort of has everything that we did on the show.
Yep.
And then I circle some stuff that I think's not bad, and producer Grace puts it all together.
Yeah.
I haven't even done that.
No. Well, I mean,
this is New Year's Eve.
This is the last podcast of 2020. This is huge. We'll see you next year.
And then when we do, we're back Monday. Is that the 4th, I think?
4th, yeah.
Yeah, we'll come off and be like, I haven't seen you guys since last year.
I mean, surely there'll be a few things. I mean, we'll do the radio kiss, radio cuddle. That'll be on this.
Yeah, you know, that'll...
New Year's Eve, cuddles and kisses.
There's some great stuff on here, just because I haven't figured out what it is.
That donkey trainer that we had on the show, he'll be on here.
You fought those 20...
Bears. Puppy bears. Yeah.
No, in my head, I was like, I went, Nath fought, and then I'm like, what is not going to get people pissed off? And I went, puppies.
Yeah.
Not that, like.
Why would fighting puppies not piss people off?
You know when
off?
You play fight? And you're like,
yeah, but you didn't say that. You said fight.
Yeah, well, you didn't let me. And then you just went, bears. And I was like, well, now you've upset the bear community.
When you shot those horses, that was obviously joking.
Yeah, no.
Obviously joking.
Staying up to the cup. Nath. What I wanted to ask you, 3-2, I'm going to give you a 3-2-1. Right? Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what the question is. I'm just going to go 3-2-1. I need you to give me an answer. First thing pops in your head.
Okay.
Right? Because it's the last podcast of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3-2-1. Favorite thing we did in 2020? Don't think. Tell me.
Yeah, but I can't think of anything. You told me not to think, so that was why my answer was. We didn't.
3-2-1. Go. Favorite thing we did.
I can't think of anything.
So you didn't enjoy anything we've done this year?
Well, I hope next year's better.
Nath, thinking about friends in New South Wales, their premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has again tightened restrictions for New Year's Eve. We'll chat about them a little bit later in the show, but just less people you can have over to your house, do the right thing. But has also declared another coronavirus cluster in Sydney's inner west.
Yeah.
Health authorities have recorded 18 positive COVID-19 infections, including 6 linked to what is being referred to as the Croydon cluster.
Why did you put them in inverted commas?
Because they are inverted commas in my article.
Oh, right, okay.
But no one saw that.
I think people get confused with the whole inverted commas thing, because doesn't that mean, like, it's not real? Isn't that what the inverted commas mean?
If it's a quote and someone's saying this is what it's called and you're then quoting that, they're saying... You could use that for quotes as well.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I think that's what inverted commas are for. It's a quote.
Yeah, it turns out sarcastically.
So true. It's the tone, isn't it? So you go Croydon cluster.
The way I said Croydon cluster was, I was like, this is obviously happening in Croydon. Then they try and think of a fun word that also started with C. What's that? Alliteration? Is that what that's called?
Yes.
Alliteration,
yeah. So they went Croydon cluster. Do we need a fun name for the bad coronavirus stuff? Or is that the
I think they're calling them all clusters.
No, it's the Northern Beaches batch.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Northern Beaches batch. It's the Melbourne muster.
You do one, Grace.
It's the Gosford Group. Nah, it's not good, is it?
Nah, it's all right. You're trying.
I've got the Melbourne suburbs. I mean, we're doing that. We'll do that a bit later. But get your heads together for Mentone, Hallam and Mitcham.
Oh, are they the next?
They're the suburbs
in
Melbourne.
The next areas, right, okay.
We're doing that later on the show.
Yeah,
We'll chat about our friends in
make sure
Victoria.
We're ready.
But you two start thinking. So back to the Croydon cluster. All 6 cases are members from the same extended family that had reportedly made close contact with others over the Christmas period.
Okay.
The Premier said she expected case numbers to bounce around for several weeks. And has ordered household gatherings to be reduced by half until further noticed. The Croydon cluster is of concern because there are no direct links at this stage. I did miss who it was, but I did see on the news a Melbourne member of parliament. He said, and this is not official, but he, after this comment that Gladys Berejiklian said she expects his numbers to bounce around for several weeks. This bloke said he doesn't expect Victoria to open up. I mean, they've got their own cases now, which looks like from New South Wales till at least 7 or more weeks. So,
oh, wow, that's huge.
So people in New South Wales, I think you need to brace yourselves for a long lockdown maybe in terms of being able to leave the state.
Yeah, 7 weeks is a super long time. I don't think anybody was expecting that.
Well, look, and if case numbers keep going up, then, yeah, it's going to... look, I mean, again, I know we keep saying it, but, you know, hopefully people do the right thing. So whether you're in the Croydon cluster or the Northern Beaches bunker or the...
Northern Beaches bunker. That's how you hide from it. Oh,
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have launched the first episode of their Archwell audio podcast as part of their exclusive deal with Spotify. Now, the episode goes for 34 minutes and it has a theme of 2020, the year that changed everything, but also hopes to hit notes of inspiration, reflection and compassion. So it's like a fine wine, of moss and stuff.
That's a what? Moss?
You know, in a wine, sometimes I have notes of... things just to add.
I mean, I like wine. I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if I've ever had a wine, though, that has notes of moss.
A mossy wine.
Whetstone. Yeah, it's notes of anything.
Why would you want to drink? Whetstone are different. Whetstone, I love the smell of. Like, you ever, like, water hits that? And it's a certain moss is.
Wouldn't want to drink moss.
Moss is fresh and damp.
No, it's slippery and slimy.
Moss has been there for ages.
No, it's not. It's like a fresh moss.
It's like a fungus.
No, it's not.
It's gross.
You keep punching through. I'm going to Google, does wine have notes of moss?
Okay. Find a wine with notes of moss. We'll see. Okay. It also includes guests such as Deepak Chopra, James Corden, Sir Elton John, and Naomi Osaka, plus others. There were heaps and heaps of guests on this.
Can't believe that. How long was it?
34 minutes.
How did they do?
I have no idea how they fit it all in, to be honest. Right. Okay. But it also featured a surprise appearance from baby Archie.
Off to me. Ready? Happy?
What? Happy?
New?
New?
Yeah. Oh, the laugh at the end.
It's the cutest 10 seconds of audio I have ever heard in my life. And he's got this weird little hybrid British-American accent. And it's just divine. Oh, I love this baby. I've never met him, but...
I can't find anything on moss and wines. There is a moss wood, like, brand of wine, but not...
Probably has notes of moss.
Oh, isn't that the area? That'd be the name of the...
Yeah, well, there's Mosswood Chardonnay, Mosswood Cab Sav,
the winery.
Yeah.
What about wine with whetstone?
Yeah, no, I'll give you whetstone. I'm just going to give you moss. That's all.
A mossy wine.
Yeah.
It just seems slippery to me. I mean, it feels like the bottle would slip out of your hand.
Moss has, like, been there for ages in a wet place, and anyway.
It's green and...
Yeah.
Sometimes moss can be fresh. You're thinking of, like, algae.
No, I'm thinking of moss.
Oh, I love a wine with a bit of algae in it.
And I really feel bad because I really want to know as much as I can about the Meghan and Harry podcast. But here we are talking about moss in wine. And it's your fault because you said it.
Well, you could have ignored it.
Let's listen to the podcast after the show today.
Yeah.
Crack a bottle of moss wine.
No, she's thinking of Moscato.
Moscato. Yeah, that's what's happened.
That's not moss, mate. That's just a type of wine.
Thanks for joining us. Happy Thursday. And Jim, obviously it is New Year's Eve. The second big eve that we've celebrated together for summer breakfast. This time last week, of course, was Christmas Eve. Now, last week, let me take you back. I did something on the show that I've always wanted to do. I got a bunch of Chris's to call the show to wish the country a Merry Christmas. This is what happened. Are we ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you reckon they know their order? We'll find out.
I reckon if you say Chris, they'll answer. Their name's Chris.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Here's the first one. Chris.
Moss.
Chris.
Moss.
Chris.
Moss.
Chris James.
Moss.
Yes!
We did it!
We did it! Now, you can hear the success, obviously, there, Jim, and how excited we were. And because of this, because it worked so well, but I want to do it again.
That was a lot slower than I remember it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, Christmas, 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 we did it. Listening back.
I'll be honest, I think you made a video of that as well. And did you speed it up? Because it seemed a lot faster in the video.
Oh, look, I may have edited it a little bit, not going to lie.
Regardless, still a victory. Calling it a victory and a success on the Jimmy and Ace Summer Breakfast Show. So I want to do it again, but this time for New Year's Eve. So here's what I want. 131060 Australia, I need you. Jump on the phones. Give us a call right now. If your name is Eve, or any variation, I'm talking Evie, I'm talking Everly, I'm talking Evan. Even. I know that one's a stretch.
You taking Evan?
I'll take an Evan because it's close.
Is Even a name?
Even. Oh, if you've got like a fun, weird name.
Yeah,
Even.
Potentially. Your name might be Even.
Could be Evangeline, Evelyn.
Yeah, Evangeline is another
Eva.
One.
But
Stevie.
Eva. Stevie.
Yeah. Steve.
I'll accept, you know what? Why not? Let's make it inclusive. I'll accept
Steve's.
Steve. Yeah, New Year's Steve. I'll accept Steve's. I'll accept Stevie's.
So just, okay, so you're going to say Happy New Year's.
Eve. And then so we'll have, how this will work is much like with the Christmas, we'll have all the Eves or variations on the phones. I will throw to them with Happy New Year's. And all I need them to say with heaps of gusto and energy and excitement is Eve. Or if their name is Steve, Steve.
What if their name's Evelyn?
Well, it's short for Eve. I'm not going to go.
So you're going to shorten them?
Shorten them.
So you're not, but Steve, you're happy with Steve?
Yeah, I'll take Steve. Evelyn is going to have to be shortened to Eve, which I'm sure a lot of Evelyns get Eve anyway.
What if Even calls?
If Even calls,
Happy New Year's,
Even.
So you're happy for Even?
I'll let Even, just because I don't think we'll get, watch us get 100 Evens now.
If you're listening to this radio show right now, it's Jimmy talking. Nathan Grace, turn your ears off. Mm. Please call, even if your name's not Even, lie to me. Just lie and say your name's Even, because I want someone to say Even when they says Happy New Year's.
All right.
Thank you. Please.
Can we turn our ears back on now?
All
right. 131060. Jump on the phones right now, Australia. Here's what I need. If your name is Eve, any variation of Eve, if it's Even, if it's Evelyn, if it's Evie, I'm accepting Steve if it's that. 131060. Jump on the phones right now because we need your help to wish the country a Happy New Year's.
Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the examples.
You said you accepted.
Absolutely. Now, Jim, speaking of New Year's Eve, last week when it was Christmas Eve, I wanted to do something on the show, which we did do around the country. We got a bunch of Chris's to call the show to wish the country a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Because that worked so well, I wanted to try it again for New Year's Eve. And so I've asked 131060, is your name Eve or any kind of variation of Eve? Even Steve, if that's your name, give us a call, 131060, because I wanted to do a similar thing and wish the country a Happy New Year. Is Eve. Turns out there aren't heaps of Eves around.
No, and look, I'll be honest with you. Chris is a much more common name than Eve. Mm. I know a lot of Chris's in my life. Shout out to Chris Ghirardello, who was my high school captain.
Oh, good on you, Chris.
I know what he's doing now.
Who knows?
But I don't know. I know one Eve. Mm. My whole entire life, I've met one Eve.
A single Eve. So you thought it was always going to be harder.
It's going to be harder. And then I know you threw in the Steves. Yeah. And I know a lot of Steves. But like, if I was a Steve and I was listening, I'd be like, well, you don't really want me.
I'm a tack on.
Yeah, you want the Eves. You didn't come out and go, I want you, Steve. Mm. You go, I want Eve. But I'll take Steve.
Yeah.
So I understand why Steves aren't calling.
I don't want the Steves to feel like that, though. 131060, I'm still looking for Steves.
No, I know you don't want them to, but mate,
Now I'm desperate.
Now they really don't want it. Now it's 3 a.m. in the club and you'll take anyone after 30 vodka lime sodas.
Yeah, well, I'm ready. Anyone that comes at me, 131060, if your name is Steve, if it's Eve, we've got movie tickets up for grabs.
If your name's Henry,
I'll take anyone. If your name's Sharon, call the Jim. I'm 2 seconds away from asking you to go outside and call through.
Hello, it's me, it's Jimmy.
All right. We do have, now before we do this, we do have a couple on the phone. Let's go to young Eve from Airlie Beach now. Hi, Eve, are you there?
Yes.
Now, Eve, first of all, thanks for being one of the only Eves to call the show. we do appreciate it. How old are you, Eve?
I'm 12.
You're 12. Okay.
12. Eve, do you know any other Eves?
No.
No, not many. No, it's all right. That's fine. We've already got one. We've already got one. All right. So, Eve, I mean, we're not going to do it yet. We've just wanted to train you up a little bit. So how this is going to work is I'm going to say to you, Happy New Year's, and then I need you to say Eve with as much gusto as you can.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do a little practice. So if I go, Happy New Year's, you go?
Eve.
Yeah, I think we can turn it up a little bit.
Yeah. Do you want to come back to Eve?
I'll come back to you, Eve, but stay there. That's essentially what we'll do, okay?
Okay,
stay there. This is a confusing one. Ian from Queensland. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, Ian, I mean, it's got here Ian.
Your last name, Eve or Steve or?
My name's Ian.
Your name's Ian. Okay.
No, we'll take anything at this stage. I don't know if you're listening, Ian. He's had a few drinks. It's 3 a.m. The big fella's getting desperate. He'll take anyone at this stage.
So I guess, Ian, because your name's Ian, I mean, I'm going to have to go with Happy New Year's.
And he says Ian.
Ian, which is kind of close. Ian, would you be happy to do that?
Yep, I can do that for you.
All right, we'll do a practice. Again, this is just the practice round. So if I go, Happy Happy New Year's.
Ian!
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that, I didn't even hear what he said, but it sounded good.
Doesn't matter, mate. A lot of energy.
All right, Ian, you stay there. You've passed the test. Let's go to Bron. Bron from Hobart. Bron, your name's not Eve, and you haven't just told producer Grace outside that your name's Bron?
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you?
Ah, good, Bron. I mean, looking for some Eves, but...
just Pete. My daughter's name is Neve.
Oh, okay, no, I'm happy.
Bron,
with that.
I just stay there one sec. Nath, you did ask for anyone to call.
I did.
Yeah, so you can't be upset if Bron calls.
No, that's fine. Yeah, and I'm happy with Neve. I mean, it's relatively close. All right, Bron, I mean, on behalf of your daughter, again, this is just a practice, but when I say Happy New Year's.
Neve.
Happy New Year's. That's good. No, I'm happy with that too. All right. Adam.
You asked for anyone to call.
I know.
You did this. Don't be upset. Don't get angry at Ian, Bron, and Adam.
I'm not upset.
Because you're desperate.
What's happened is the lights have just come in the club and I've figured out who I'm kissing. You know what I mean? I thought I was kissing Eve. Turns out I'm kissing Adam from Hobart. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, going
Adam,
right.
You ever thought about kissing Nate?
Nah, I haven't. I figured, you know, Adam and Eve.
Oh! People are smarter than me, mate.
Yeah, right. Adam, for 2021, do you want to do a radio show with me? Because I might flick Nate.
Right, Adam, again, this is just a practice. So, I mean, you don't know an Eve. You're just going with Adam and Eve, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, would you like to...
He should say Adam and Eve when you say Happy New Year's.
Okay, all right. So, Adam, again, this is a practice. So, when I say Happy New Year's, you say...
Adam and Eve!
Yeah, it's good. All right. So, Jim, we've got four lined up now. It's not how I thought it was going to play out, but I think it's going to work.
Yeah, as I said, mate, you're desperate. People can smell the desperation on you. Happy to do it.
Should we just go into it, or do you want to go to some ads and come back and do it?
No, let's do it.
We'll do it. Well, let's just rip into it. All right, here we go.
Let's do it a bit quicker than Christmas.
Okay, well, it depends on how quickly they... react.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All right.
Don't blame them.
No, I'm not going to blame them.
Stop attacking them.
Oh, if anything, this is all my fault. So, yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Here's the first one. All right. So, everyone listening, when you hear it, just yell out the thing. All right. Happy New Year's.
Eve.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's.
Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's,
Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Nathan, I'm gonna do my best. Sam Mack, he's a weather guy, right?
He's the sunrise weather guy.
I nearly went Grant Daniel, but he doesn't do it anymore.
He doesn't. No. He could have gone Tim Bailey, but I don't think he's there at Channel 10 anymore.
They got rid of him.
Yeah. Jeez, it's a tough year for weather, isn't it?
What was the guy on the Today Show? Stevie Jacobs.
Stevie Jacobs, yeah.
Is he still doing it?
I think, yeah, he is.
Let me turn around and look at the TV.
They're probably all off now because they've got all the second stringers in.
First team's away, so the second team will play.
Yeah, this is your opportunity. A bit like us on the radio.
Look, one thing people want to know on New Year's... That was a good joke, mate. Sorry, but I was just punching through.
Hang on. There you go.
Yeah, you're a comedian. Do you stand up?
I'm a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sit down. Nath, I am going to give a weather report for all of Australia.
Okay.
Now, look, I want to apologise because I'm going to give as many places as I can. I'm going to give you a top temperature for today and your chance of rain.
Okay, so this is a New Year's Eve around the traps weather update.
Because, look, there's showers are forecast for Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Darwin and Hobart. Looks like Perth and Adelaide will be sunny. Mm. We're going to do some more places and, I'm going to give temperatures and stuff. But, look, I want to apologise. I grew up in the town of Gundawindi, right? It's a small little country town. It's on the border of Queensland, New South Wales. My parents are still there. Anytime I listen to a radio program or I watch the TV, Gundy never made it.
Yeah, they miss out. Yeah.
So I am apologising to anyone who listens to this show right now and I don't get where you are.
Mm.
But I feel you.
Yeah,
grew up with it my whole life.
But you're doing your best to cover as many as you can. We also don't have heaps of time and there are a lot of places in the country.
Also, apologise to Gundawindi because you're not getting a start today. But we don't broadcast there, so it would only be for mum and dad listening on the app.
Okay.
All right, let's go around the traps. Nath, weather for your New Year's Eve. Let's kick things off in Mount Isa. Tops of 37 degrees today. Ooh. With only a 10% chance of rain.
37, all right. Ooh, shirts off in Mount Isa, guys.
Let's move across to Townsville. Tops of 31 there today, but unfortunately 90% chance of rain.
It's going to be wet, but still hot, like a hot rain. You can still be outside.
Can be shirtless.
You can be hot and wet. wet and hot.
Producer Grace, can you jump in as well whenever you need to?
Yeah, no worries, I will.
Rockhampton and Gladstone, 29 degrees, but also, unfortunately, 90% chance of rain.
Hey, a lot of rain around, isn't there?
A lot of rain around. Maruchidor, 27 degrees.
Beautiful part of the world, Maruchidor.
But 90% chance of rain. A lot of rain for
us. You've got an auntie who lives in Maruchidor. Shout out to her.
What's her name?
Millie.
Millie, shout out to Mill. Gosford on the Central Coast, 23 degrees. It's getting a bit cooler. 60% chance of rain.
Okay, so that may or may not get any rain.
Yeah, that's...
And it's kind of a medium temperature too. It's like kind of cold, kind of not.
23 is pretty good for me. I'm pretty happy with that.
No, I want it warmer.
Yeah, you want it hotter than that.
Yeah, but you're a big guy.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. Sweat easy.
Albury Wodonga, 33 degrees, 50% chance of rain. So again, 50-50 chance that it may rain for your New Year's. Let's move over to Shepparton. 33 degrees, 50% chance of rain.
Okay, again, 50-50. Yeah, could rain, might not.
Yep. Down to the one of the most beautiful places in the whole entire world, Hobart. Am I right, guys?
Stunning down there. What's it, 4 degrees? 4 degrees probably hailing?
It was like snow forecast yesterday down like 400 metres. So if you want a white Christmas, jump on a plane this morning. No, we've morning showers in Hobart.
Yep.
80% chance of rain.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
All right. Yeah. And it is the lowest temperature of anywhere in front of me. Max of 17 degrees.
Yep.
Sounds like Hobart.
So. Yeah. Actually balmy. Yeah.
Ooh, it's hot. moving over to Broome.
Yeah.
WA. We're 34 degrees.
Yeah. A
bit hotter than Hobes. Oof. And only 10% chance of rain.
Double Hobart in Broome.
Albany, like Palbany, because all our pals are over there, it's 23 degrees and 60% chance of rain.
Okay. Yep.
So it's quite cool down there as well. Further over in Bunbury, 33 degrees and a 5% chance of rain. So our friends around there, it doesn't look like it'll rain at all. Very low chance. So that is Jimmy's wrap of the weather for your New Year's Eve.
Oh, back to you, Koshy. Yeah, happy New Year's Eve, bringing in 2021 with us.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I haven't
do
got
it again.
No, I'll do it again later on.
Okay.
I'm going to do it back to back. It kind of ruins the first one, doesn't it? Just, I mean, you never know. Maybe you'll get another one soon.
Wish you did it in 6 and 7, not 8:25. But anyway.
Well, no one's listening to 6 and 7. You know that.
Yeah, you're right. It's New Year's
it's
Eve.
It's New Year's Eve, mate. No one's probably listening now. It's you and I.
Nath, I want to ask now on 13:10:60, what's your New Year's resolution? I want to chat to some people who have, you know, give us a call even if you haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah, if you need some help, some probing.
Yeah, we can chat through it. Because I found, Producer Grace, I found the list of the top 10 most popular New Year's resolutions. So I'd love to just punch through them if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't find any of these shocking. So just stop me, both of you, if something shocks you on this list. Okay. Number one, exercise more. Number two, lose weight. Very similar to one.
Yeah.
Three, get organized.
Yeah.
Yep.
Four, learn a new skill.
Yeah.
Five, live life to the fullest.
Oh, I hate that one. Can we scratch that one from the record?
How do you measure it, though?
Live life to the fullest. What does that even mean? It's subjective, really.
It truly is.
It means go to Kmart and buy a live life love.
Yeah, have a little sign for when you walk into your
room. Just a reminder.
Some LED lights underneath it.
Get a tattoo that says Carpe Diem. six, save money. Seven, one very close to Producer Grace, which is quit smoking.
I do not smoke.
Number eight, spend more time.
And you know what? That's the attitude.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you need. 2021.
See, that's what I want. Think it into existence.
I do not smoke.
What's it called? Manifestation.
Manifestation.
Isn't it,
write it down.
Australia, I don't do that.
See?
Yeah, that's the attitude.
Love that.
2021 attitude.
That's
I don't smoke.
Love that.
Number eight, spend more time with family and friends.
Yep.
Nine, travel more.
Ooh. Maybe around the country.
not even into New South Wales.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, to a different bedroom.
Yeah. It was locked up. Travel more. Yeah. Down to your neighbor's house, three doors down. And read more. Number 10, read more books.
None of those surprise me. Really.
I feel like a lot of people make the same resolution year after year and it's just...
You know what my girlfriend does? Every year she does this. She makes a resolution, then she sets a reminder in her phone and that resolution pops up every single day. But the thing is, she doesn't delete the ones from the years before. So every morning on her phone, it'll pop up, drink more water, floss, exercise, stretch, all these different resolutions.
The dance or the...
Yeah, the dance. She really wanted to learn it off by heart. All right, 301060, jump on the phones right now. What is your New Year's resolution? As Jimmy said, if you still need one, still call as well. Maybe we could try and help you out a little
bit. Yeah, maybe just chat to us. Maybe there's something you've been thinking about. I'd just love to chat to some people and maybe even touch base next week and just see if you've broken it within 7 days.
And Jimmy just asked 301060, New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, I found a list of the top 10. I'm still not sure what mine's going to be, but I thought we could chat to some people and see what their New Year's resolutions are.
All right, let's go to Anil from Hobart. Hi, Anil. How are you?
How are you guys?
Oh, mate, we're going all right. What's your New Year's resolution?
It's hard. You know what? At 2020, I eat heaps of chocolates.
Yeah.
And I want to stop eating chocolates.
You want to stop eating chocolates? It's a good one.
Yes.
Hard to do, yes. Though, Anil. Hard to do. Are yes. you gonna?
Are you gonna go? Are you gonna go cold turkey, Anil, and just like not eat anything after the 1st of January?
Yes, from tomorrow. Yes.
Okay, that means
I'm gonna stop chocolate.
Well, Anil, you've got roughly 16 hours to get as much chocolate in your body as possible. Have you had any chocolate this morning already?
Even this morning with coffee, yes.
Yeah, you did. Mate, have a few more.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, Anil, if you are going to quit, I mean, today's the day. Like, you've got to eat as many chockies as you can.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to buy a few and have it, you know.
Oh, mate, don't buy a few. Buy the whole lot.
Anil, can we call you back next week and just see if you've eaten any chocolates in 7 days?
Of course, yes. Please, that will be awesome.
But, Anil, if you have... and you don't want to tell us, make sure you still answer the phone, all right? Don't lie to us.
No, definitely. I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, okay. We won't be upset. We just want to know.
Yeah, all right. So,
yeah, definitely.
All right, Neil, well, stop talking to us now. Go out and eat some chocolates, all right? You're wasting time.
Okay, all right. Then.
All right,
thanks,
get out of here. Get out of here. All right, young Hunter from the Central Coast. Hi, Hunter. How are you?
Good.
All right, Hunter, have you got a New Year's resolution?
Yes.
What's that?
I'm gonna start eating fruit and veg.
Yeah, it's a good. As in, so you're gonna start. Have you never had fruit or veg before, Hunter?
Well, I've had fruit or veg. Said no child ever.
Oh, hang on. Wait. Thanks, Hunter. Yes, happy New Year's Eve around the country. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, we've spoken about it a few times on the show this week already. But two Australian states in devastating New Year's Eve news, they have banned New Year's Eve kisses and cuddles, of course, for coronavirus concerns. Banned them. So that's Victoria and New South Wales. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. She's urged people to keep their distance, lips and hands to themselves tonight. She said, the more restrained we are at midnight, the better 2021 will be for all of us. Dan Andrews said a similar thing, discouraging people from kissing strangers, hugging strangers on New Year's, which a lot of people often do.
Yeah, I mean, it's that night where, you know, you kiss someone near you.
Yeah, you lose some inhibitions a little bit. You're probably drinking. There's a big crowd around. You often just smooch somebody.
It's like that Friends episode. Remember when they're all trying to kiss?
Try to find someone to kiss
yeah.
last minute. Yeah.
I remember growing up, finding a New Year's Eve kiss was one of the big things of the evening.
I don't think it was ever something I really did.
Is that because you didn't get one?
No. Just not something I did. Till later. then I did do that.
You couldn't stop?
Yeah.
Like what's one? Oh, two? Oh, three?
How many New Year's kisses can I get? Obviously not this year. The pandemic.
Yeah, no, it's a hard one to do. I mean, Jim, how have you gone with New Year's Eve kisses in the past?
I'm trying.
They kind of just happen sometimes, you know what I mean?
I think I've nearly always been in a relationship on New Year's. Mm. So I've always been with someone, so I've kissed that person.
So you don't remember one? Do either of you remember one in particular that you weren't in a relationship with? You know, one
yes.
particular? Oh, you do? Who's that?
No, I can't say it on...
It's because they're made up?
No.
Who?
It's not.
Do we know this
it's
person?
It's not a radio story. You know the story, but...
I know the story.
Yeah.
And she can't say it on the radio.
Oh, right. I don't remember what the story is.
I'll tell you after.
Which one?
Exactly.
Remember when... No, I can't say anything without giving it away.
All right. Okay. All right. But here's what we want to do. Now, it's sad, obviously, that New Year's Eve kisses and New Year's Eve cuddles are banned, Jim. They're banned, but that won't stop us because we want to give out some COVID-safe radio kisses and cuddles. And we want to do it right now. 131060, jump on the phones. You get to pick who it's from. So you can get your own Radio Kiss or Radio Cuddle? And it can be from Jimmy. It can be from Producer Grace. He's obviously got a few stories, a bit of experience there. Or it can be from me. It can be from me, Nate. Should we
all three of us give a kiss and a cuddle just so people know what they're getting?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Jim. I think that's the perfect thing. So, Jim, we'll start with you.
So
this is what a radio kiss from Jimmy, an exclusive New Year's Eve radio kiss from Jimmy will sound like if you want 113 1060.
All right. This is my kiss is like, There you go.
Oh, that was nice.
You're right, Grace.
Bringing back memes, is it?
Sorry, it just took me off guard. That's all right.
Is that the story you couldn't tell?
What were we doing last year? And then a hug would be a,
Oh, that's nice. What about you, Grace?
All right, a kiss from me would be like, mwah.
Oh, that sounded like a mum kiss.
That's why no one's kissing you, mate.
Is it on the forehead?
It's just a friend kiss, you know what I mean? Just like a little,
come here,
kiss me.
Give us a little bit more than that.
I really wish I didn't do that.
All right, and what's a cuddle sound
cuddle.
Like?
Cuddle sounds like this.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice. Yeah.
All right, my kiss. Goosebumps again. And a cuddle for us. And I'm known for my cuddles. I am known for my cuddles. Nathan's known for his cuddles. So my cuddle will be like, come here. Nice, you know?
Yeah.
Just imagine me holding you. So if you want one.
I don't think anyone's going to call the three of us and ask for a kiss, by the way.
They might want some kisses.
The cuddle said, and I don't know what was going on.
All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. If you want a COVID-safe radio kiss or radio cuddle, jump on the phones right now. You get to pick who it's from, Jimmy, Producer Grace, or Nathan.
Call us if you want a wrist or a ruddle.
What?
Radio kiss or radio cuddle?
That's a different thing. Now, Jim, we were just talking about the fact that in Victoria and New South Wales, New Year's Eve kisses, New Year's Eve cuddles, they have been banned. They've been banned amidst worries for coronavirus spreading.
Yeah, look, and we were going to attempt to give out some radio kisses, some radio cuddles, obviously COVID safe, and it doesn't look like anyone's called. Now,
yeah.
I am going to cut a video up so you can see myself, Nathan, Grace later on our Instagram. So give us a follow at Jimmy and Nathan. You can see us, our kisses and cuddles. Maybe they just weren't everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, I just thought, I mean, a lot of people are going to miss out on kisses and cuddles tonight. Why don't we give them out through the radio,
I just thought it is.
Well, I mean, we do have one. We've got Fiona from the Central Coast. Hi, Fee. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Going all right, Fiona.
Can we interest you in a radio kiss or a radio cuddle?
I'd love a group hug.
Oh, you'd love a group hug. Well, I mean, Producer Grace is outside on the phones, so, I mean, do you mind if it's just Jimmy and Nath?
Sure.
Maybe when we hang up, she can give you one off air outside. What do you think?
Sounds fair enough.
All right, group hug. Are you ready?
Yeah, you can.
Tell us when you feel this, Fiona, all right? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that was kind of creepy.
That was my fear, Fiona. I'm not going
to
lie.
We're trying to get people to call.
You're going to try again.
All right, Fiona, how about we give you another one? Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's better.
I even gave you a little head rub there, too. All right, Bree from Hobart. Hi, Bree. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Going all right, Bree. Have you got a New Year's Eve kiss or New Year's Eve cuddle lined up for tonight?
Oh, I don't think so, but I thought I'd snap up the offer from you guys.
Ah, well, the offer's still there, mate. Yeah, so the offer is still there.
Bree, who are you after? Are you after myself, Producer Grace, or Nath?
Well, am I able to grab one on each cheek from Jimmy and Nath?
We can do that.
You certainly. So you just want one on one cheek each?
Yes, please.
Right. Well, I'll go first. I'll go on the left cheek.
Okay, this one is for your left cheek, Bree. Put it towards the phone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
How was that?
Oh, wow. That was great.
Okay, how about this one, Bree? So this is for your right cheek. Put your right cheek towards the phone.
I'm ready.
All right, here is your New Year's Eve kiss from Nath. Stop. Sorry, I lingered a little bit. How was that?
Why did you moan?
Amazing. My day's been made and so has my night. Thank you.
Oh, happy New Year's Eve, Bree. Oh, there you go. All right. Tim from the Central Coast. G'day, Timmy. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit wet.
We haven't even kissed you yet.
Oh, there it is. The greatest Timmy. Moment of the show in 2020.
You're a good man. Oh. All right, Tim. I mean, we're still going to ask you the question. Would you like a kiss or a cuddle?
Oh, I'd like it all.
You'd like it all. And who would
from everyone, Tim, or anyone in particular?
Oh, just everyone.
Everyone. All right. Get producer Grace in here. She's outside on the phones, but we'll bring her in. All right, Tim, would you like it at the same time or would you like it at different times?
Oh, same time.
Same time.
So
all right.
The three of us, myself, Nath, and producer Grace. Nath, you give us a countdown.
Okay.
And then three of us are going to make kissing and hugging noises.
So kiss and a hug at the same time from Jimmy, Nath, and producer Grace.
Tim, that's what you're after, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
All right. Greedy bugger. All right. All right. Are you ready, Timmy?
I'm in the air to be greedy. Come on.
It's true.
It's
true. We ask them to call and say what you want.
It's so true. All right, Timmy, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. How was that, Tim?
Oh, goosebumps.
Bringing you into 2021 and letting you leave 2020 behind, Jim. Thank God for that.
Yeah, look, I realised just a little bit earlier in the show, this will be the last time that we get to chat to Australia this year. Because we're done and dusted today. It's New Year's Eve and then we're back Monday, which I don't even know what the date is, but we're back Monday.
It's the 4th.
Fourth. Sometime in 2021.
Yeah. We'll be back. I'll see you. You can start doing that joke today too, by the way. You can tell everyone you see you next year.
Yeah, good one.
And tomorrow, then you can start going, haven't showered since last year.
Oh, actually, we should do, instead of adios Australia today, which is what you normally say to end the show,
I say adios, but adios. Yeah,
yeah, adios.
Adios.
Adio. Go with see you next year.
Yeah, okay,
that's
right,
a good
I'll finish
one.
With that. Good but before
off.
I do, I just want to say something, and I look down the barrel of the camera as I say this. I want everyone listening to this show to know that this has been a pretty sucky year. And for me personally, Jimmy, it's been the worst year that I've had in my 31 years on this planet of ours. But please don't be hard on yourself. It's been a difficult year for everyone, and you're not going to get anything out of beating yourself up. And I'm saying that because that's something I do all the time, and I do it too often. Please do not beat yourself up. It's been a hard year for everyone. You're allowed to fall. It's why we got Band-Aids, you know, roller coaster. You can't have your ups without your downs. You know, you're allowed to feel sad because that means you've experienced something that's made you so happy in this world, because that is the other end of that emotion. So look, when you are reflecting tonight, if you're having a drink, if you're with friends, if you're with family, if you're with yourself, please do not beat yourself up. You're only human. We all make mistakes. We all fall. We all stumble. We all struggle. It is okay, but do not beat yourself up because nothing good comes of that. Nothing good comes from being sad because you are sad. Nothing good becomes of being angry because you are angry. Please do not beat yourself up. Be not hard on yourself. Let's just, you know, forget this year, wash our hands of it, go into next year. And, you know, it's a clean slate. It's an opportunity for us to be better, to do better. That would be my message I want to leave you with. One other thing, producer Grace and Nath, you know, I love a joke, and I'm going to finish on that before I say see you next year. Look, before the clock strikes midnight tonight, December 31st, just before the clock strikes midnight, if you're staying up, be sure, just make sure, do this for me, if you're listening, do this for me. Lift up your left leg.
So right now?
Just before midnight. Lift up your left leg. Just before the clock strike midnight, just when you lift up your left leg. Because that way, you'll start the new year on the right foot. See you next year.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.